SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy hour ahead. We've got a lot to do. Of course, you got the soccer game coming up. We have a full baseball slate for Tuesday that we have to take a peek at and see what we have going on because it was so lousy on Monday night. Then we got to see if we got anything juicy for Tuesday to get us going. We got the golf. And it is July 1st, which means we officially start to turn the corner. And you can see some light at the end of the tunnel for football season. It's right there. Winter sports are done. You had all the free agent frenzy in the winter sports. And now football is on the other side of the tunnel. And it can be seen. And that makes Joe very excited. Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is it, baby. College football, NFL, we are back. Officially, Carver and Lisi, 2024 is back. This is it. The show is finally live. This is explosive. This is it. Football is back in a big way. Summer doldrums. Forget it. Forget Joey Chestnut in Coney Island. Forget that he's not stuffing hot dogs down his throat in 3 days. It doesn't matter, baby. College football win totals. Uni releases, hype videos. Where's the songs, Matthias? Where is it? Drop something. Get me pumped up tonight.
All right. Here's how I'll start this with you, Joe. I have several things to get to. Actually, from news-related items with college football first.
Now, let me say, I need you to be a little more energetic. I could tell you're doing you're downplaying it on purpose. You're not into
it. I'm not downplaying it on purpose. Yeah. I'm not downplaying anything on purpose.
It's in your voice. It's like you lost your puppy. You're not excited right now. Yeah, I could tell. You're not excited.
Well, they're not exactly kicking off tomorrow, Joe.
Carver, less than 60 days away, baby. You better buckle up your chin strap.
Seven more Carver and Lisi Fridays before we get there.
Okay, so it's like much to your chagrin. You're like the Grinch.
Much to my chagrin, please. One thing that I saw for July 1st, Joe, also, is that July 1st also signifies the official start of all these teams in their new conferences, right?
Yeah, but that's
all the bells and whistles. I saw the SEC network all camped out at Texas and Oklahoma as they get ready to, as they are now officially members. We saw the Pac-12 network shut down as all their teams have now dispersed into their new territories. Of course, we know that USC, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon off to the Big Ten. You got all the teams that left for the Big 12. So everybody is now officially in their new conferences on July 1st.
Yeah, I'm checking. Is the Pac-12 conference still operable?
No, it's not. I think if you go to the website,
it still works.
It's just a logo, though, of Oregon State and Washington State, right?
Yeah.
That's all that's on there.
Hey, you want to talk about, look at this commissioner. This guy, commissioner.
Yeah, that's a commissioner.
I mean,
how do you have a commissioner for two teams?
Teresa Gould. Teresa Gould is the commissioner.
How do you have a commissioner for two teams?
I don't know. Baseball. They have one thing for baseball. Oregon State is the only baseball team.
Did you see that they got a TV deal, sort of?
Yeah, with the Mountain West.
And the Mountain West actually got the TV deal. You're right. We did the TV deal for Oregon State and Washington State. They're going to play on the CW or something, right?
Yeah, that's
they're going to play their games.
I mean, better than nothing.
Joe, take it. Joe, one other thing about college football season being here. Not going to get many negative thoughts from Joe about some of these teams. You're not going to get the negative.
Look,
anything that happens in college football is good for Joe.
It is. I'm trying to buy some. I should go on eBay and see if I can get some old school Pac-12 memorabilia. That's going to have value back in about 20 years.
Probably not. It'll just be a reminder. So. It'll just be a reminder of how stupid the people were that ran it. That's all that it'll be.
Klevikoff on an island like 30
what, years. What
hey.
A hack. I mean,
hey,
the guy.
I used to run that conference.
Yeah, I ran it all
hey,
right
Jimmy,
into the ground.
Hey, Jimmy, give me a double, all right? Can I get a double and put extra olives in it?
The Mountain West reach is with TNT Sports. The games will air on True TV and Max beginning this season. That's nice.
Look at this. Set of 9 Pac-12 conference patches. $10.
Don't waste your money, Joe. You have a better chance of, like, you know, making one of those 15-leg parlays with that $10 than buying that.
Yeah,
that's not any that Pac-12 garb is not a stock that's going to rise. All right.
Dead and buried. Dead and buried.
Finished.
Chopped.
That's it. It's over, man. I mean, I wish it wasn't, but it's over.
Well, what about the game-used memorabilia? Do they have any game-used jerseys with the Pac-12? That might have a little something.
Nah, they don't care. They don't care. Now, Texas Tech got a 10-year deal with Adidas. So I like this trend in college football now. Everybody gets new uniforms, except they're not really new. They just bring back the uniforms they had 30 years ago.
No. Carver, don't do that to Joey McGuire.
That's pretty much what it is. It's not just them, Joe. It's everybody. Everybody does it now.
But they released theirs, and you know that I was tweeting out all over the place how fine they look.
You're their biggest booster, apparently.
I haven't donated a cent.
You've donated
street cred.
Yeah, all of your social media posts. That's pretty much what you've donated. Because it's just text. It's like you're basically, like I said, it's like you're on the payroll there.
You got me on the payroll at LSU, Oklahoma State, and Texas Tech. Anybody else you want to throw on?
Well, I think you've got to leave the Oklahoma State one now because you've clearly sworn your allegiance to Texas Tech in that conference. It's hard for you to be there for both teams. LSU never wavers.
What about Georgia?
Yeah, I think you've kind of left them to the side. You've... You know, it's the same thing. You'll take LSU over them every day.
Well, you know, I'm torn because deep down I'm originally a Georgia fan, like as deep as you could go. But when you had the kids and you watch football, they're big LSU fans, so I bought in. Plus, I think up until this point, LSU's put more money in my pocket. So.
You think?
I know.
You're saying that Georgia hasn't?
Georgia has, but LSU's put in more. I mean, clearly over the last 5 or 6 years, it's been LSU over Georgia. I mean, money-wise. I mean, they've put more in the kitty than the Bulldogs, but, you know, got to go that way, too.
Wow.
No?
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. I had the I had the ACC network on before, so I guess this is what all the networks did, right? They went to all their new homes today.
Correct.
And I saw your buddy Rhett Lashley.
Yeah, from SMU, did a very nice job there. Lost 3 games by 10 points or less last year.
They're gonna get smashed in that conference? Probably not. They'll probably be competitive. Not exactly
I think
the SEC.
He's got Preston Stone coming back. I think
Who?
Preston Stone. I think they lost by 18 to Oklahoma. It could be. Maybe that was the blowout game that they had. Let me just double check that. SMU lost. I thought they lost 3 games last year. Let me just see. They did.
Preston Stone.
They lost by 17 to Oklahoma, but they covered that line. Lost 17 to TCU, and they lost by 9 to Boston College. They beat Tulane, though. They beat Tulane by 12. They beat some good teams last year. Memphis, 38-34.
Here's another thing that happened Monday, and this never works out well. And I don't know, you know, especially when you have a coach, you have no idea. It's not like he's retiring next year. Why did Utah name the defensive coordinator the successor to Whittingham?
I don't know.
Why did they do that?
Well, I don't know. Is Whittingham got one foot out the door? I don't like that, to be honest with you.
That never ends well.
So is there something up that we don't know about? Remember when this happened with Chris Peterson at Washington, right? Like Peterson was like, you know, but he had personal reasons and family. I think he wanted to take some time. He was burnt out with his family. But I don't know, Whittingham, you know, something's up there, right? Why would they need him right now?
Whittingham's not, I mean, I know he's been there forever, but he's a young guy still, isn't he?
Yeah, but we saw that, we saw this with Bronco Mendenhall with BYU, where he just got up and left.
I mean, he's 64, Whittingham.
Well, when Mendenhall left Virginia, and he had Brennan Armstrong, that was a little bit of a shocker, too. He was like 500, and he walked away.
Morgan Scaly, defensive coordinator.
That doesn't really
help. He'll make at least $5 million per year as head coach when he's elevated per his contract. There's no set timetable for Whittingham to leave. This marks Scaly's second stint as the program's coach in waiting. They rescinded the title in 2020 after an external investigation into the use of a racial slur in a text message. All right.
Okay.
That's nice. Whittingham turned 65 in November, is entering his 20th season as Utah's head coach.
65, he looks great.
He does.
I mean, the human jaw. Yeah, but
are they that worried that this Morgan Scaly's going to leave, Joe?
The thing. I mean, Utah, right? They're front runners to win the Big 12 this year. Right? So you're selling the boosters on Morgan Scaly to go into your home and recruit against Dion and Mike Gundy and Joey McGuire, Youngblood, and Gus Malzahn, Gus Bus, and Neil Brown that has that train rolling. And don't forget Chris Klieman and Lance Leipold. But don't worry, we got Scaly coming in. Morgan Scaly. Who is he, a country singer? No, he's a defensive coordinator for Utah. We're talking about Morgan Wallen? No, Morgan Scaly. Just saying.
Jeez.
Can you see all right, Carver.
Yeah.
Young Jr., right? Coach Scaly's coming to the house today to talk about your recruiting, okay? What do you know? Who? I want Dion. I want, you know, where's the bag of cash, Scaly? That's not going to go well.
Utah are the favorites to win the Big 12.
Yeah, sold. Sold. Sold.
Yeah, well, I want to hear why you're selling them.
Well, I'll tell you this. Number one, last year they were 8-5. Cam Rising comes back as a team.
How is he back?
He's back from an ACL.
How many years of eligibility do we got to give these kids?
He got hurt a year.
But he already was on like his seventh year last year. How are we not out of time yet?
The COVID year. They got an extra year.
Enough of this stuff. Can we get back to kids playing 4 years of college football? Can we get back to it?
Can we get one tournament for the golf? Do we have to have two separate with two pros playing everywhere?
I mean, really, Joe, do we need kids playing 6-7 years of college football?
This is where it's at. We're opening. This is opening night, and you're bashing it. Opening night with the college.
Oh, I got a gripe. I'm tired of these guys.
First team out of the gate.
Can we funnel some new talent in?
It's like we're riding a horse with no jockey. The jockey is fall off. He's got his foot stuck in the holster, and he's running down the horse's.
Bad enough that they basically have a free agent frenzy now 3 times a year, and they can all change teams all over the map. We got to give these guys 6-7 years of eligibility? Enough.
Are you done? Are you done?
No. So who do you think is going to win it then, if they're not going to win it? And don't say Joey McGuire and Texas Tech.
I think there's 3 teams, in my opinion, that can win it. Do you want to hear them, or do you want
yes.
to just hold them after break? I think
you're going to run out of time, so you might as well save it. Charlie Blackman homer for the Rockies, huh?
This is.
He was a big number today, too, Joe. +700.
Was it a solo shot or runners on?
Solo. 3-0 now.
Not good enough.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159 here. Before I get back to this, Joe, Matias, what's going on here? Why are there all these guys on the ground, and why is there large groups of... What's going on here? We got a penalty? What do we have in this Uruguay-United States game? Is something happening?
It seems like somebody got hurt, Carver. It seems like somebody's down in the box right now.
Because they're all yelling at the ref. They're all yelling at the ref like if it should have been a penalty. Because it's in the box. That's why I'm wondering if anyone was hurt or what the situation is here. So we'll see what goes on. I mean, U.S. has a guy down, too. Who is that, Ream down over there on the side? So... they got all kinds of problems. Panama scored 2 against Bolivia, so the United States needs to get to work in a big way. Big way. They need to get to work. As the time is just ticking away on them, that's for sure. All right, Joe, you told me you were going to give me 3 teams that could beat Utah for the Big 12 title. Who would those be?
One's going to be Oklahoma State with Mike Gundy. They get Ollie Gordon that comes back. They can run it. Alan Bowman, their quarterback, is back. And that defense was a bend-but-don't-break unit. I think they could still have a shot to potentially win 9 or 10 games this season. And Mike Gundy's done a fantastic job. All he does is retool. So, again, schedule favors them. They beat Oklahoma last year. I think they could definitely be at least a 9 or a 10-win football team. I do like Tech. I know you're going to say that, but I'll throw Tech in there. You know, to me, Joey McGuire's building something. Taj Brooks comes back. Brennan Morton, 18 starters total for that team. They have a culture, a new stadium, new uniforms, and they won back-to-back bowl games. And when they're on, they're on. They just dealt with quarterback inconsistency because of injuries last year with Shuck and Brennan Morton going down, but they have a shot. They have a legitimate shot, and they're getting great odds with Joey McGuire and the crew at 10-1. The third one is a long shot, but K.J. Jefferson coming over to UCF, I think he could potentially be the best quarterback in the conference. And that's saying something when you think about the talent that's there. Gus Malzahn, R.J. Harvey, Penny Boone they get from Toledo. This offense can be electric. Electric, baby. And the fact that they got the growing pains out last year with conference realignment, I like them. So those are my 3. Tech, Oak State, and UCF. I know you're going to go to your Rocco Becht and your boy, so that's why I didn't pick them either. And I don't think they have a shot this year.
Well, I think Rocco's going to be very good. Well, I think Rocco showed you he's going to be very good. But I don't know enough about the rest of the team. Is this kid for Kansas actually going to play this year?
Jalen Daniels, yeah. Yeah.
Because he didn't play last year. It was a waste of time.
Remember he had the NFT of the highlight on him at Media Days?
I remember he had the NFT, and I remember that he was voted preseason player at a conference, offensive player at a conference. And then all I remember is he never played. He never played. So is he actually, like, healthy and going to play?
Correct. Yes.
If that's the case, then I think Kansas is live at plus 950.
Okay.
Because if he's healthy and plays every game, Joe, would you say that he's going to be one of the two or three most dynamic players in the conference?
Yeah, I mean, again, though, Carver, think about it. I'm going to name the quarterbacks. You ready? Jalen Daniels, Avery Johnson, Shedeur Sanders, okay? You got Brennan Morton. Noah Fifita from Arizona.
I like them, okay. too.
Okay. Rocco Becht, quarterback. Garrett Green from West Virginia. KJ Jefferson. I mean, Carver, they're loaded at quarterback. They are loaded this year.
Green stinks, Joe, that kid at
but
West Virginia.
Yeah, I know you say he stinks, and I don't think he's that great, but he did win 9 games last year. Cam Rising. I mean, I'll go through them all. I mean, come on. You legitimately have a shot. Blake Shapen from Baylor's there, too. I'm just saying, there's legitimate talent for everybody.
You know they do. Don't you've been bashing that team for years.
Well,
don't tell me now all of a sudden.
Gone. Hogerson's
nah, I don't want to. I don't care. You've been bashing that team. You can't have their back now.
Oh, why? Man. Because they trimmed the fat, I can't have their back?
Man, Kalani Sitake, way down there, huh?
You see they got the 1996 uniforms? They went back to the Sarkisian uniforms. Willie Fritz is at Houston. Don't say he can't turn it around.
Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. Soccer game's getting a little zany here. With the United States and Uruguay, there's a lot going on. You said the Brewers now 3-2?
Yeah.
Wow.
First
no homers,
second.
Though.
You told me the guy from Colorado.
I got Milwaukee guys, too. We got Willie Adames.
3-3!
Who was it?
Was it Vientos?
No, wasn't Vientos.
What are you talking about 6-3? It's 3-3.
The Mets just hit a 3-run homer.
Oh. Don't do that, Matias. Matias, don't do that.
J.D. Martinez.
That's a bad look by you. We're talking Colorado. You go 6-3. That's not right. That's not right. I got to put my foot down, really.
Vientos isn't even in the game anymore. They took him out for defense. Like, come on.
You're throwing out scores like... That's not right. I'm going to throw out a Copa, Euro, whatever it is. I'm going to throw out a score.
Man, that's just unlucky.
1-0! 1-0, Uruguay! 1-0!
Yeah, is that true?
No.
Well, then why do it?
Well, because he's throwing out scores.
He's trying to get me to boil.
I know, but what about all the people who are listening?
Well, now they know. They know now that I was just to blame Matias for just throwing stuff out.
But he didn't just throw stuff out.
He said 6-3 when we were talking Milwaukee.
He said the Mets just hit a homer, 6-3.
I don't know if I heard that. I heard 6-3.
Get the tape.
We'll pull it up. We'll make the edit. We'll be good.
This is going to be like the Progressive commercial. Instant replay. Okay? I'm going to smash the both of you. This is it. I heard 6-3. So.
Took Vientos out of the game. Unbelievable.
See, you're zigging when you should be zagging. I got potentially, if I can get this total of over 17 and a half, I have one of 10 legs down.
Yeah, one of 10 legs. Just one of 10.
Yeah, but the ones that I have are all college and NFL related.
I think every, I'm looking at these win totals, Joe. I think almost every team in the Big 12 has a 7.5 win total.
Not true, Carver. Not true.
UCF, Texas Tech, TCU. Iowa State.
Yeah.
Who else has them? Man. And Arizona. Arizona. Iowa State, TCU. Texas
because
Tech,
the books aren't trying to mitigate. This is going to be one of the most competitive conferences in college football, man.
Under 6.5, West Virginia for me. I'm going after them, Joe. That was smoke and mirrors last year. You know it too. That coach is a hump. They're not going to play for him again. 6.5 West Virginia, 9.5 Utah, 7.5 UCF, 8.5 Oak State, 9.5 Kansas State, 8.5 Kansas, 4.5 Houston, 5.5 Colorado, 5.5 Cincinnati, 4.5 BYU, 5.5 Baylor, 4.5 Arizona State. Wow. What a fall from grace for them, too. They stink now, also. Herm didn't put them in good position for the future, huh, Joe?
No. But again, he got run out of town, you know, in regards to what he was doing, you know. So. But Dillingham's a pretty good coach. Dillingham might, you know.
I like that guy.
I like Dillingham. Dillingham is good, you know.
Maybe I'll play them, Joe, over 4.5.
Good stuff.
How many games they win last year?
4.
They got any easy non-conference games that can pad the number here for me?
Well, I'm sure they have somebody.
Let's see what they got. This is Joe's favorite time of the year when we start looking at schedules.
That's a win. That's a win, loss. That's win, a let me make sure they won 4 games. Hang on.
I have it here.
They beat UCLA.
They were 3-9 last year.
Yeah, they beat UCLA. How bad was Chip at the end of the year? They lost.
They got Wyoming at home. Mississippi State at home. That's a loss.
That's a win. That's a loss. That's a win.
At Texas State, let me tell you, that's no walk in the park either.
Oh, yeah, Texas State going to step up and provide, you know.
Yeah, I think they're going to be good in that conference, Joe. I do think so.
All right, they're going to be the Cobra, King Cobra, Cobra
I think
Kai.
They're going to be good.
Uh-oh. Inside info. Whoop. He's got the info. 2 years ago, it was UConn with Mora. He's getting Ride the Pine. He's got it. His contacts are telling him Texas State.
You know, you can laugh all you want. But they're going to be a good team in that conference.
Uh-oh. Question is, who's playing telephone? Where is the deal or no deal? Who's the dealer that's pumping that info to you? That's what I'm
curious. Nobody's pumping. Doing my own research. I'm getting, you don't think it, but I'm getting ready for the season, too.
Whoa!
I know you don't want to believe it, but I am.
Are you?
Oh, I sure am.
Billy Club Special. Billy Club Special.
That over 8.5 is a lock.
Interesting.
For Texas State. Over to 8.5. Lock.
Interesting. You're a believer. I love it.
And I'll play them plus 450 to win the conference.
Really?
And I'll play them to beat Arizona State at home on September 12th.
Whoa. Something's up. Something's up. Something's up.
They got a good break. They're on the good side of the Sun Belt. They're missing some of the better teams.
Okay. All right.
Okay. At over 8.5. Right to the window.
Right to the window. Hey, let's not forget it. It's a 27.5 point dog with TJ Finley last year. They knocked off Baylor.
They sure did. Building blocks for this year.
That's it. Now you got CJ Jordan McLeod. I call him CJ McLeod. Jordan McLeod at the helm. What do you think?
You know, I still can't get over how stupid UL Monroe was. And that, now their win total goes down with Terry gone. They're at 2.5 now.
Well, good. They got what they wanted. Another gutless move. Everybody thinks they're the wheel.
Gutless. Chopping Terry. Unnecessary.
Not nice. Not nice. Really not nice.
It wasn't nice.
No, but Akron did the same thing. How's Akron looking now? All the Akron faithful that want to coach Bowden after he took them to a bowl win off of Utah State and their most wins in school history, 8. He tied it. How you feel now? Joe Moorhead turn around that program, guy?
Joe always holds the grudge with these teams. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159 here with you. All right. Still scoreless here as they're getting close to the end of the first half in Kansas City with the United States and Uruguay. Panama does lead 1-0 over Bolivia. I guess we lost Matias. So, we'll see, Joe, how the soccer finishes up. Meanwhile, the Mets have started to pound the Nationals in the 10th as J.D. Martinez hit the 3-run homer to make it 6-3. Francisco Alvarez RBI triple made it 7-3, and then Iglesias' two-run homer made it 9-3. So 9-3 now as they go to the bottom of the 10th. So the Nats will have some work to do to try to get back in this one. And hopefully they can get the kid Wood up again and maybe he can give me something in that game in terms of a homer. Meanwhile, out in Colorado, 3-3 end of the fourth for the Brewers and the Rockies. So we're on good pace there.
Yeah, we had second and third, and the guy lines out. He couldn't just put a Texas leaguer in there and go 5-3.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they can get something going. Let me give you the slate for Tuesday night because it's pretty thick when it comes to the baseball. Everybody's in action. Of course, Monday was misery, and it was a light night, and now we get everybody back cooking again. The Cardinals are in Pittsburgh against the Pirates, Keller and Gibson. That's an 8.5.
Love the over there.
Love the over there.
Yeah. All love it. To 11.5. I think they smashed that over. I'm all in on that. I've been waiting for that. I actually was going to play that today, thinking it was today's game, and it wasn't.
The White Sox are in Cleveland against the Guardians. Flexen and Carrasco, Gas Can City, 9.5.
Don't like the total.
You should.
Nah, I don't.
Sail through it. Sail through it. Sail away for that one. The Red Sox are in Miami against the Marlins. Cutter Crawford going for them. Flat 8, the total. Belozo going for the Marlins.
Okay.
I don't love that one, Joe, to be quite honest.
Doesn't really move the needle for me.
Mets and the Nationals will meet again. Manaea and Hurts. And another 9.5. Mm. Oof. Big number, Joe.
Under.
I'll tell you, it sucked if you had the under in it. In this Monday night game, because
smashed it
in the 10th. That's why Joe always roots for those 2-2-3-3 games to go to extras. Get innings like the Mets just gave him in the 10th. The Reds are in the Bronx against the Yankees. Graham Ashcraft and Louis Heal. With an 8.5. Yeah, probably.
I don't like it.
Oh, I don't know, Ashcraft.
No, I got some.
There's interleague games
up.
Every day.
I understand now in baseball. That. I understand, but they're not all interleague games. Okay.
Astros and the Blue Jays again in Toronto. It was a dead under on Monday.
No, I'm not taking them anymore. The Blue Jays.
Arrighetti and Berrios.
Under.
The Giants will start Birdsong against Ronaldo Beautiful. Lopez in Atlanta.
Music to my ears. Over. This is another one of my favorite overs. Two overs I'm taking. Divisional games. I love this over to 11.5.
Not a divisional game.
You know what I mean. What is it? You know exactly what I mean. NL game. That's it. Okay. Two NL teams. I love it. I altered it to 11.5. The three games I'm taking are all NL games.
The Tigers will send Tarik Skubal out in Minnesota against the Twins.
Under.
With a 7.5. Yeah, Skubal.
I don't like Skubal. Under.
Phillies are in Chicago against the Cubs. Mercado and Wisniewski.
Gas can
9.5.
I altered it to 11.5. There's the trifecta. 11.5 St. Louis. 11.5 Giants. 11.5 Phillies. Him. Pays $46.52 for your alt special Tuesday.
Wow. All right. Well, you got it all figured out already.
I do. Now all I need is the money in the bank.
Padres and the Rangers open a series in Arlington.
Under.
Dylan Cease and Nasty Nate Evaldi. 7.5 is the number.
Here's the over
for
too.
Me.
This
over.
Is an over. Next game coming up.
Rays and Royals, a flat 9 in Kansas City with Littell and Singer.
That's got 13 runs written all over it. I might have to add that in.
I hope so.
I hope it does. Brewers and the Rockies again in Colorado. Keuchel and Feltner, and that's another 11.5. Mm. Yeah. Mm. You ain't kidding. Mm. Angels and the A's are at the dump. Soriano and Spence with a 7.5.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I like this over, Joe. Grayson Rodriguez in Kirby's Dreamland, Orioles and Mariners. It's a flat 7.
Really?
I'll go after that one.
All right. Okay.
And the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers are in Los Angeles. Ryan Nelson against Miller. 8.5.
Okay. I like that under. It's the overs I like. The four overs are these. I like over St. Louis, over Giants, over Phillies, over Rays.
Wow, how about that? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. Before we get out of here, a couple things. 9-4, Mets lead the Nationals. So the Nationals are trying to crawl back into it, Joe.
Yeah.
And they have second and third with one out.
Brew Crew are up.
Brew Crew, what are they? Up 4-3. How'd they score?
Homer. Ding, ding, ding.
Is it Contreras?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Certainly is. Can we get McMahon?
See that?
Come on, Joe.
Come on, let's get some.
Are they got a lot of guys in that game.
Base hit, man on first. Come on,
that's
no
fine.
Outs.
McMahon's come. McMahon and Tovar.
Can we get a double? Can we get a double? Tovar. Then the homer. Double then the homer. I need a lot there. I need 17 and a half.
Let's go. Let's get as many homers as possible.
Come on, ding, ding, ding. I got 11 and a half up to 17 and a half. I got 13 and a half. I got him. I got him. I got him.
Fire him up.
Fire him up. All the bells and whistles tonight. Everybody eats. Remember that, Carver, when you used to be for everybody?
I still am, Joe.
I don't know about that.
That's not right. I don't like when you do that.
It's like, it was like, honestly, it was like Milli Vanilli when they made it. Remember one guy went on his own. He hit all the stops. He was doing all the rounds on the network TV. You know? And then the other guy was left behind, unfortunately.
That ain't right.
And then they fell apart. But I'm just saying. I mean, I hope, Carver, you and I, during football season, will get back on the right track. Right now, we're going yin and yang. You know, I have my mindset. You have your mindset. You like the dingers. I like the overs. It would be nice if we could take the dingers and put them with the overs. I don't understand why we don't do that anymore.
Because I don't want to hit two dingers and there ends up being seven runs scored in the game. That's why. Dingers are hard to hit.
First and third, Carver. First and third.
Tovar's up. Come on.
Steve Tovar, Ohio State?
And then McMahon's on deck. McMahon would be even better. Let's get McMahon.
All right, come on, Tovar. Just put it in play. There's no outs. We're guaranteed at least one run.
We're guaranteed. There's we're no guaranteed anywhere. Anything, Joe.
Carver,
there's no such thing as a guarantee.
Nowhere. Well, if he puts it in play, how are we not going to get at least a run?
You never know. A guy could get thrown out at home. He might hit. He might.
Stop being crazy.
Nothing. You got to stop with the. It's guaranteed.
It's guaranteed. Okay? Come on, Tovar. Look, my algo, my program is telling me 99.9% he struck out. You see?
Here comes McMahon. Let's go.
All right, three-run blast. Three-run blast.
That would be the greatest thing ever.
All right, I tell you what. Let's get a little positivity, okay? Go for the Granny Smith, even though it's first and third. Come on, let me hear you say it. Go for the Granny Smith.
Go for the Granny Smith.
That's it. One more time. Go for the Granny Smith. Extend, extend, extend.
Yeah, hit the homer, and then we'll say extend, extend, extend. They got this guy Wood up for the Nationals, too. Can he homer?
No, you see, put your attention on McMahon.
No.
Sit dead red. Sit dead red. Hit a homer.
Let's hope so.
Hit the one in the middle.
It would be nice.
Come on, sit dead red, kid. Go for the Granny Smith.
End the night here on a big hit.
Go for the Granny Smith. Don't be shy. Go for the Granny Smith, kid.
Go for the Granny Smith.
You need it just as much as I do. Go for the Granny Smith.
Oh, I need that one. He hits homer. That's a big night for me.
All right, good. See, come on. Come on, Carver.
I hope
believe.
He does it.
Believe it and it shall come, just like Bill did and they shall come. Go for the Granny Smith, McMahon.
I know you're
in
watching
play.
The thing. They
in
locked
play.
It.
In play. Let's go. Three-run shot for Serrano. The kid grounded out. What a hack.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. All right, Joe. What can you do? It happens. Great job by you, Joe. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.